USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Guess where they stand depends on where they sit.
Republican Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, speaking there on Fox News regarding the filibuster being removed in the Senate. The senator continues.
President Trump tried to get me to orchestrate the elimination of the filibuster for a number of years, even tweeted about it. I said, no, Mr. President, that's not in the best interest of the institution, and actually not in your best interest either. I said, no.
Millions of taxpayers are breathing a sigh of relief today. They're getting four more weeks to file returns. The IRS has delayed next month's deadline to May 17th amid ongoing challenges during the pandemic, including programs in the recently passed COVID relief bill. At least 90 million stimulus checks are now in bank accounts, totaling $242 billion. USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Police say the suspect in the shooting deaths of 8 people at Atlanta area massage parlors yesterday was heading toward Florida and intended to commit more attacks. Officers saying 21-year-old Robert Aaron Long wanted to target the porn industry in a state when officers were able to apprehend him. And you're listening to USA Radio News. AccuWeather forecasters warn that a dangerous severe weather outbreak could put at least 17 states and more than 100 million Americans at risk across the United States this week. Severe thunderstorms are possible Wednesday and Thursday across parts of the southern United States, with the greatest threat for potential tornadoes Wednesday lasting into the nighttime hours and Thursday. States at risk for severe weather, including at least isolated tornadoes, include Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Tennessee. The Dow closing at a record high of 30.15. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new survey is out regarding concerns that investors have.
Inflation is the number one risk for the market, according to a monthly survey of global asset managers commissioned by Bank of America. The survey knocked COVID-19 out of the top worry spot for the first time since February of 2020. The Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis data indicates 37% think inflation is now the number one market worry, and they're not alone. 93% of investors in the survey expect inflation to rise in the next 12 months. That's the highest reading in the history of the survey, which goes back to 1995. 35% said the risk of the central bank ending market stimulating activities is the number one concern. It should also be noted, the survey also found fund managers were incredibly bullish. 91% of respondents expected a stronger economy, the highest result on record. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A Michigan judge ruled that Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson violated state law when she unilaterally issued new rules on signature verification without going through the proper process. Benson had ordered election officials to decide in favor of finding the voter's signature was valid in cases where there were slight similarities in signatures on absentee ballots. But Judge Christopher Murray saying policy determinations should be ruled under the Administrative Procedures Act or by the legislator. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.